Knowledge must be earned, Tenno. I will share what I know, but you must prove yourself deserving.
Welcome to a Cephalon Squared mini-episode, injecting more Warframe into your week. Here are your Cephalons, Greg and Lucas.
G'day, Cephalon Collective, and welcome to mini-episode number 28, I think it is. I've got 29 on my notes, but it's actually 28 because I'm dumb. I'm Cephalon Greg, and I'm joined, as always, by Cephalon Lucas. How are you doing, sir?
Hello. I'm emotionally, I'm doing good. Physically, I am broken.
Why is that? Explain yourself.
This week has been not a good week for me. Earlier this week, I busted my knee, so that's on one leg. So my knee on one leg is killing me. And then today, on my other leg, I rolled my ankle so bad I heard the pop, and it took everything in me not to fall to the ground in utter pain. So, yay!
Everyone loves to roll an ankle, don't they? Just
curse you, fleshy vessel.
Yeah, it sucks. Well, rest up. Good thing in this particular podcast we don't have to do backflips, so that's awesome.
God for that.
Alrighty, so while your ankle is a bit shithouse, how's the weather treating you?
Well, the weather today in the city of Ipswich is currently 16 degrees Celsius with a 43% humidity.
Interesting. That's 61 humidity degrees strong. Fahrenheit for all you Fahrenheit-using folk out there. Down here in Melbourne, it's slightly more frosty, 11 degrees Celsius, 52 degrees Fahrenheit at 70% humidity. It was freezing earlier today. I'm surprised. Like, 11 seems warm compared to how it felt when I went out earlier. So, I don't know. It was frosty. frosty. But I'm indoors now. The heater is on. The fires of hell are burning. And I am pleased.
Yay. Fires of hell.
Nodding to myself. Anyway, quick mini news. There wasn't much news this week, of course, because DE is recuperating after TennoCon. TennoCon was amazing. If you haven't listened to our TennoCon episode, that was episode 51. It goes over everything, so I recommend you do have a listen to that. But even better than that, go and watch TennoCon itself. It's probably better to do that.
Well, everything in TennoCon live. We still got it. We're going to be covering more of TennoCon stuff this weekend with our 52nd episode, so look forward to that. There's going to be some really nice things to discuss, some good new skins on the way, new enemy designs, so look forward to that.
Yeah, the art panel I've watched, so they went into a hell of a lot there. I still have to watch the sound panel, and I think there were two others that I can't remember right now. Actually, it's probably only the art and the sound panels that are the important ones, because there was cosplay and there was a couple of other...
The cosplay was pretty entertaining, too.
Cosplay was entertaining, but nothing new was really announced, but it was pretty funny. I did watch that one. All right. Cool. So this week, obviously, we are... Well, not obviously, but we're talking about young Messer. So we're up to the M's. So we have finally reached Messer. Messer is one of many, many players' favorite frames. She is the gunslinger herself. She came about as a result of Alad V's tinkerings with the Mutalist virus. So you can't get her until very late in the game when you do, I think the quest is called Patient Zero. And by the time you've finished that, you've unlocked the node on Sedna, where you can... Is it on Sedna or Eris?
I can't remember.
Eris. Where you can go and fight Mutalist Alad V. It used to be a lot more... I won't say difficult, but it used to be a lot more annoying because you had to collect three...
Alad V
assassination Alad V thingos.
Yeah.
Coordinates, that's the one. In order to be able to go and make a key to go and freaking do the assassination node. Now you only need one of them, and you can only get them from invasions. Still annoying, but much better that you
less
only need
so.
One now. Yeah.
Yeah, less so annoying.
So I did farm for her all the way back. It wasn't actually that bad, to be honest, only because Yeah. I was just lucky because you had plenty of coordinates.
The coordinates, yep.
So while I didn't have a lot, you had a few, plus a couple of the other people we used to play with back in the day also had some. So
it was just pretty much a taxi. Yeah.
Yeah, which was good. Anyway, good fight. Messa, would you like to go over her passive?
Messa's passive, pretty much a very interesting one. Marksman Dexterity has a bit of a twist. As a primary bonus, you'll receive a plus 15% to your dual-handed secondary guns, or a plus 25% to your one-handed secondaries. This is, of course, a damage boost. Additionally, if you're willing to set aside your melee weapon, you will receive an additional 50 extra health to your pool, giving a little bit more survivability. Later on, keeping enemies at range isn't much of a problem, so departing without a melee weapon is very much worth considering.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a pretty good bonus. 15 or 25% to your dual or one-handed secondary weapons is massive, really. And to get an extra 50 health, yeah, it's not anything to sneeze at, but...
No. And I mean, that of course adds up, because that's to your base health. So if you go without a melee weapon, that's to your base health, gets a plus extra 50, and then throwing on something like Vitality means that your overall increasing is something like 150 extra health.
Yeah, true.
So it's decent.
Whoop whoop. It is. Decent is decent. And all it takes is not bringing in a melee weapon. Can't complain about that. Alright, so her first ability is called Ballistic Battery, and this basically, it's a charge ability, so you charge a shell of damage based on what you deal out. A percentage of the damage dealt, maxing out at 70%, will be stored in the in a single charge, and this is fed from your primary, secondary, gunblade shots, as well as your regulators. It will include damage from multi-shot, crits, procs, everything. So activating the ability a second time will also send the stored charge into your next shot, dealing out a maximum of 1600 additional damage, which is huge, really. The damage will take on the same damage composition, including the elementals, as the weapon used, but will not be boosted by the weapon's damage mods. So keep that in mind for the second shot. Note, though, this damage is only applied to a single pellet. So if you use a shotgun with multi-pellets, only a single pellet of that shotgun will get the boost, so it's best to use something that...
Arcoplasmol.
Arcoplasmol is a good option. and that's why, you know, it's good to use her with pistols and dual pistols, because she is, you know, a gunslinger. That's what she's all about. And, yeah. It can be charged, with the gun blades, but it can't be discharged through them. So keep that in mind. This does have an augment, so it's called Ballistic Bullseye, and this augment applies 100% status chance bonus to the shot based on the amount charged. So 100% status chance, guaranteed status, pretty good. Is it really worth it? I guess it is if you use Ballistic Battery a lot, but is it worth it if you're not killing them? If you're killing them in a single shot? Probably not. Definitely not. So yeah, it really depends whether or not you want to use that augment. Anyway, Lucas. Anything to say on that one?
No, nothing really. I don't really use that ability too much, so it's not something Anywho, next ability, Shooting Gallery. Every gunslinger needs a lasso, right? Well, how about one that boosts damage while jamming weapons? At max rank, Shooting Gallery will boost your weapon damage by 25% for 30 seconds. Additionally, this effect will transfer between your squad mates one at a time, granting them the boost as well for a portion of your entire duration. The damage boost will also extend to your regulators as well as amps. Enemies that come within 16 meters at max rank will be hit by the lasso every 1.5 seconds. Ranged weapons they carry will be jammed and melee units will be stunned, making both stop and recover. Augmenting with Muzzle Flash causes the lasso to give off a burst when transferring between players. The flash will blind enemies out to a max of 8 meters for 7 seconds, and the ability is affected by all 4 modding paths, so you can tune it to whatever your style is.
Indeed.
Good bit of CC and a good bit of buffing.
Buffing is good. Her third ability is called Shatter Shield. Now, of course, this is a survivability ability. Sorry, it sounded funny to me. Enveloping herself in energy, Shatter Shield reflects both damage and status effects back at enemies. So at max rank, 80% of the damage sent towards Mesa will be redirected, but not always back to the enemy that fired it. So keep that in mind. And that it's within range. So enemies within 11 meters will receive the damage. Haha, sucked in enemies. The shield also protects you from projectile knockdown and even reflects bombard rockets, which is super cool. Unfortunately, ground blasts from shockwave mowers and things like that will still get through. And other explosions nearby will also bypass the effect. Keep an eye on the timer because it only lasts 25 seconds at base. And it is something you do want to have up all the time and can't be recast while it's active. So, yeah, make sure it's up. And if it's not, then have a look at your timer in the bottom right hand of your screen to make sure that you can see how long it has left. Now, this has an augment called Staggering Shield, and it gives you a 50% chance to stagger enemies with the reflected bullets. I guess it adds a bit of CC to what is a survivability ability, which is great. Yay! But, yeah. Apart from that, it doesn't do anything else. So it just adds a bit of stagger to reflected bullets or reflected damage.
Nice. Sir? Nice, nice. Nothing to say here. On to the next one. Peacemaker. At rank 10, you gain access to Mace's exalted weapon, the twin pistols known as the Regulators. Now, while holding down the fire button, Mesa will automatically fire an unlimited stream of bullets at any targets you line up in the reticle, up to 50 meters away. As you fire, the targeting reticle will decrease, requiring a bit more aim, but in exchange, you receive a damage bonus up to 150% after 20 rounds. Your fire rate will also increase with each shot, leading to an onslaught of bullets. Additionally, each round has a 300% crit multiplier, 25% crit chance, and a 10% status chance across a 50%, 25%, 25% IPS damage split. This ability does come at the cost, though. Using the Regulators causes Mesa to stand her ground, fixing you in place. This will make you an easy target for ranged enemies, so be sure to keep your shooting gallery and Shatter Shield active. Keep, you know, to just increase your survivability. You can activate Peacemaker while moving, though. Doing so after bullet jumping, for example, will allow you to fire while still maintaining some mobility. Now, the augment for this glorious ability is Mace's Waltz, and this removes one of the main obstacles, the movement restrictions. So now you're able to move up to 50% your normal speed, though still a bit slow. It makes a large difference being able to get around cover for yourself to draw a bead on hiding enemies. As this is a channeled ability, duration and efficiency mods can greatly increase how long you maintain the Regulators. Adding strength will push the damage bonus higher, while range will alter the reticle field of view. And another little thing, while you've got Mace's Waltz on, if you move, the reticle actually increases in size. So if you stop firing and move, it goes back to its former size. Good things are good.
Good things are indeed good. Okay, so those are her four abilities and, of course, her passive. Obviously, much of what she does is centered around shooting guns. I personally haven't used her a lot because I don't know. I don't find her, even though her fourth ability is just you gunning people down, I don't find her very active, proactive. I find her kind of a passive frame. And while I do enjoy some passive frames, I have never really enjoyed Mesa, however you want to say her name. But having done this episode, I do want to give her another shot, so we'll see how we go. And of course, I don't really have a great build for her. So Lucas, how do you build her?
Okay, so my build is, I put a lot into duration for the two survivability abilities, Shooting Gallery and Shatter Shield. apart from that, it's pretty much damage, damage, and more damage. I actually do not run a flow on her whatsoever. When I first got Mesa, I was, but this was back with Focus 1.0, so I was running the Xenoric Focus Tree in order to keep my energy flowing. Because you realistically, you don't, if you've got some way to replenish your energy on the run, like for instance Xenoric, you don't need flow on Mesa. So keeping that in mind, I also put on the aura mod, the one that regenerates energy over time. Can't think of a name right now.
Energy sense.
Yeah. No.
Maybe? No.
Anyways, the mod that gives you energy over time, for aura, run that. No need for flow, just damage duration. Keep your survivability up. Keep your damage your numbers high. Mace's Waltz is also a good mod to have on her. As I said, it's being able to move around. Energy siphon, that's the one. Yeah, being able to move around while in that state of just gun-ho, yee-haw, destroy
is useful.
So usually when I play with her, it's I cast the Peacemaker either in the air, so you get a bit of a slide when you land anyway.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I build her.
Fair enough.
I think she's got like 150 max energy.
Yeah, damn. That's not much, is it?
No. But doesn't really need it when you've got something like Xenoric backing you up.
Fair enough. Like I said, I don't use her much. I think I probably should. I know that a lot of people use her, particularly at higher level stuff, so I should probably chuck a few former into her and turn her into a bit of a enemy shredding beast. Like I said, I haven't really put any good former on her, so I really don't know how good she is at all, really. So all I can do is take your and everyone else's word for it. I guess because everyone else does say she is good, she must be. Plus her prime, and she did come out as a prime about 6 months ago, is one of the best looking in the entire game. Cannot deny. Ooh,
yes.
It. She is yes. A gorgeous prime frame. So, and I still don't have it, sadly. But I've got most of the pieces, I just have to get the last couple.
Nah.
anyway, that was Mesa. Do you have anything else to say about young Mesa before we end the show?
Not so much about Mesa, but the article. Who was the article provided by?
Good point. This article was written by Rathok. So thank you to Rathok for writing this up for us. I think he did it last week. It hasn't been posted on the website yet. So yes, very, very good help. Very good write-up. Very detailed. Thank you.
Very much. Well done.
And he's got a cool picture that he put on, that he made for the post as well, using, who was it? What's his name? Doging Doge. So there's two messes in the picture, having a bit of a standoff. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that's awesome. I cannot wait to see that.
So thanks, Doging Doge, as well. So cool. Thank you very much. This was Mesa. We hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like more from us, you'd like to let us know what you like or don't like about the show, you'd like to give us some feedback, anything, you just want to say hi, whatever you like, go to cephalonsquared.com and do exactly that. Good thing is, it's our first birthday, and our first birthday competition is currently underway, set to end at the end of July. So go to our website and look for the latest post and enter our competition for a chance to win a Wukong Prime Access. You can also join our Discord and all the other cool things that are there and become a part of the collective. Okay, we should probably thank our Patreons. Patrons.
Let's do it.
All right, I'll start off. This one, thank you to Rathok.
Thank you, Jellybean1799.
Thank you, Einself1000.
Thank you, Adop_88.
Thanks, Lord Frieson.
Thank you, Logan Neal.
Thanks, Danathan.
And we have a new one. Thank you, Solarian.
And thank you to Obsolete Ninja 13.
Ooh, yeah.
Cool, cool. So, of course, give us a rating on your podcast platform. Let people know we exist. All of that beautiful stuff. If you'd like to become a patron yourself, go to patreon.com/CephalonSquared. Check out the information we've got there. Otherwise, if you just want to throw us a bone or you want to help fund Lucas to get down to PAX Oz in October, head on over to ko-fi.com/CephalonSquared. That's K-O-F-I. And throw us a couple of bones to help Lucas come down to PAX Oz and we can do a live podcast and have a few drinks with anyone who's coming to PAX Oz in Melbourne. Apart from that, my name is Greg Newbegin. I am Mad Capsules all over the internet. Who are you, Lucas?
I am Lucas Silvestri, and I am Silverlight all over the internet. S-I-L-V-R-L-G-H-T. Massive thank you to our lovely community. Not a day goes by when we don't think of you. You guys just absolutely rock. So thank you so much for your support. Keep it up. And next week, we'll be looking and having a dive into the great world of Mirage.
Indeed. Looking forward to it. So this was another episode that we recorded on video while we were talking. So I think we did better than we did last time. But give us some feedback. Let us know whether you thought whatever you thought. Have a look at the video on YouTube if you get a chance and let us know if there's anything you think we could do better. I think we got it a little bit better this time around, but, you know, it's up to you to tell us whether or not we've got it on the head. All right, so let us close it out. That is the end of episode number 28 of the mini series. And we'll be seeing you again on the weekend for TennoCon Part 2, Episode 52. Technically, our one-year birthday anniversary episode. So, looking forward to it. Hopefully, we will speak to you wherever we speak to you. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Cephalon Squared. If you'd like to contact us, reach out via our website at cephalonsquared.com. where you can find us via email, Facebook, Twitter, or Discord. But don't fret, there'll be more Cephalon Squared in a few short days. So don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.